Okay, well, there is a difference here between people and between angels, okay? So, yes, we are to love people. I mean, like, I'll be honest, this is the first time this question has ever come up, okay?
That's a wild one.
Yeah. We are to love everyone on the earth. You know, as God would love people, we're supposed to love them. But does that include a fallen angel who tried to take over from God, you know, actually dethrone him? And so while we are to love all people, I guess, does this apply to Satan? I would say probably not.
Yeah, I'd say no.
Because here's the thing. Satan had his chance to, you know, stay with God. He knew God in perfection, and yet he still openly rebelled.
Mm.
And then he wasn't satisfied with that. He tainted all of God's creation by plunging mankind into sin by tempting, you know, Adam and Eve with the fruit. And they fell. And so, you know, he was laughing, you know. And so it's hard to really say, you know, oh, yeah, let's love this one that does everything he can to try and destroy.
Yeah.
You know, I would say no in this instance, because this is not a person. This is an angel. And, you know, one day we're going to judge the angels. You know, people kind of forget that part. We are going to judge the angels. And I would say at this point, no, we do not love Satan.
You know, what's very interesting. I right away, when I read this question, I thought about the tone that God and Jesus use in the Bible towards the accuser of the brethren, like towards Satan. And I think that gives us a good indication of what the answer should be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, like, yes, we can pity him. The fact that, you know, he should have known better.
Yeah.
But we're not to love him.
Well, pity almost to me sounds like you would give someone mercy. And I do not think that, you know, I feel like we're about to get ourselves into some very interesting conversation here.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's a weird question.
Okay? It is a weird question.
Like, not hating, of course, that's why we take the questions, but it's just like, it's an interesting mind, like, thing to think about.
It is. I mean, like, you know, when angels fell, they had no chance of redemption because they fell with perfect knowledge. Whereas mankind, we fell because we only knew a limited part.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a big difference between mankind and angels. Man was made in God's image. Angels were not made in God's image.